Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast. I'm Dakota Lynch.
And I'm Hannah Koner.
We are so thankful that you're joining us today. Randy Williamson is not with us today. He's actually enjoying some time off, but we are excited to have a special guest in studio with us today, Faith Woychuk, who is actually the granddaughter of N.A. Woychuk, who founded the Ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship back in 1977. So we're super excited to have you with us, Faith, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dakota.
So as we get started, we don't want to get too far before we take a moment and look at our passage of the day. And so why don't we take a moment now and consider Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I love that passage of Scripture, and I know, Faith, you've grown up in a home that really prioritized everything that we just heard, God's Word being perfect, being really our source of daily wisdom and strength. And so as we get started here in this episode, would you just share with our listeners a little bit of your story and what role Scripture memorization had in your childhood specifically?
Yeah, it's funny that you should read Psalm 19, actually, because that was the first passage of Scripture that I chose to memorize by myself instead of kind of being required to or directed to. But growing up, it was definitely very normal to memorize a lot of Scripture. I memorized a lot of the memory books that SMF produces, like the ABC book and then, you know, the elementary books, the middle school books. Participated in the Bible Bee, I think, a couple times. I don't remember exactly how much, but did a lot of individual verse memorization like that. Memorized some whole chapters for various scriptoria and using the Thy Word Creations songs that put some of those chapters to music. And so from what I remember, it was pretty common to just be memorizing verses on a weekly or even daily basis through those topical memory books or working on a chapter for an upcoming scriptorium. And some of that was musical memorization, like I mentioned, obviously the Thy Word Creation songs and the earlier memory books like the ABC book and then the elementary books. We would listen to scripture songs in the car sometimes and spend either some of our school time or just our morning time working on verses.
That's great. You know, one of our mantras here at SMF, almost like our unofficial mission statement, is that we want to see scripture memorization treated as a normal part of the Christian life. My wife said once that when you tell someone you memorize scripture, it's almost like you've told them you own pet otters based on the look that you get. It's so out of the ordinary for the average Christian. But Faith, it sounds like what you're saying is that in your home, this was not extracurricular, but this was really just par for the course in your spiritual walk.
Yeah, as a normal part of the routine. And while being homeschooled, it was, you know, easy to kind of integrate that into the school routine. But even aside from that, it was still just a pretty typical expectation.
That's great. So, Faith, I know you grew up in a home that memorized Scripture, and now you're venturing out into adulthood. You've been enrolled in college now for a few years. And so Scripture memorization is no longer something, I'm gathering, that someone is kind of holding your hand through. But have you continued to memorize Scripture into adulthood? And if so, what has that looked like in this new season of life for you?
Yeah, so going back a little, like I mentioned about Psalm 19, I think I was a teenager, maybe 14 or 15, when I was just reading that passage, reading some Psalms, you know, as you do. And I just read it and realized that I wanted to remember it. And I wanted to I wanted to have it in my heart. And so I just memorized that passage, and it really did feel like a turning point for me to take on the discipline of memorizing scripture for myself as something that I was self-motivated to do. And going on from there, I would memorize some kind of small passages of my own accord. And then going into college, I decided to do the first collegiate topical book from SMF, which was, I think, The Everlasting God. And so that was, I think, about 100 verses about God that I consistently memorized with a partner during my freshman year of college. So that was definitely a time commitment that I set out to do from the beginning, and was helpful to have an accountability partner for that first year. Since then, in college, I have not memorized topically like I did growing up, but most of the time I memorized longer passages that I've come across and really wanted to have in my heart. So most recently, I've memorized the book of Malachi over the summer. Obviously, over the summer is a more open schedule, a little bit easier to work in large chunks of memory work time. But Malachi was a book that I just read, and it touched my heart in a few different ways. And then I was considering, oh, I want to work on a new memory project. What should I do? I wanted to do something that was, I thought about doing Ephesians, but that is already such a familiar book to me. I wanted to kind of go outside that scope. And so worked on Malachi, which is just 4 chapters. And compared to being a kid, it hasn't been as much of a consistent day-to-day routine to work on like a few verses every day. But throughout the summer, I was able to work on Malachi and then continue reviewing it and practicing it going into the school year, and have worked on some smaller chunks while being at school, like some Psalms.
That's really amazing. I know for myself, just in memorizing scripture as you get older, it has more meaning. I think when you're younger, you don't always understand what you're memorizing and what it means. But as you get older, you can apply those truths to your life. What kind of impact has scripture had on your life just since being in college and memorizing it throughout the busyness of life? Like, what impact has that had on your life, and what has God shown you through that?
I think it's had a huge impact that I'm always trying to figure out how to describe. It's very hard to quantify because I think it has been so huge and in a lot of ways that I don't even know about that I've continued to discover. But just going back to high school even, I was beginning to discover the value of having scripture in my heart. I really did come to believe that unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. It was a huge encouragement to me through everything that happened in my life, basically. Scripture has been for me a comfort. The Lord has brought words of scripture to me in moments that I really need them, and they are something that I can just hold on to and repeat to myself. They're something that I can be sure about. Scripture has been a foundation for me when hearing a lot of all kinds of different messages all throughout my life. Scripture has been the thing that I know I can be sure about. And I think has in a lot of ways been a framework for me when I encounter new ideas and just new pieces of information or new perspectives. I have found the framework of scripture to be a substantial standard that I have in my mind to compare to and to reference. It's also been something that I've been able to use to encourage other people at times. It's also been just a helpful tool in regulating my thought life, I think. I think there are things that we all repeat to ourselves throughout the day. There are thoughts that are circulating throughout our minds, and it's easy to kind of let them run the course that they are on. Like, I might be repeating to myself throughout the day without even realizing it something that I'm really annoyed about. Like, man, I'm just so annoyed by that person who just started me off on the wrong foot this morning. But particularly in college, I have practiced having a piece of scripture in my mind that I can just repeat to myself over and over and have it as just the basis and the circulating thought that I can use to replace whatever else is trying to dominate my thought life at that point.
I love the phrase you used there, Faith. God's word is regulating your thought life, and how important that is. I know sometimes when I've really been deep in memorizing maybe a new chapter of scripture, especially when you're in that initial stage of active memorization and you're trying to get it right for the first time, it's all consuming in a way that is so healthy. because you're in the grocery store, for example, and you're trying to remember how that phrase goes in the verse. And so your mind is just flooded with these biblical thoughts. And by extension, you're kind of pushing out the thoughts of the world and those thoughts that, as you just mentioned, are unhealthy as you think about what this person said or that person who cut you off in traffic or this uncertainty that's on the horizon of life. But when God's word is that rock that you keep coming back to, it keeps your thoughts free of all of that distraction. And I'm curious, as you're now immersed in a whole new world and you're encountering new ideas and you're meeting new people who have different backgrounds, who have different beliefs, I know you mentioned God's word is kind of the filter through which you process all of that, but I'm guessing also you're seeing what it would look like if you didn't have that filter, because scripture memory is uncommon. Most people aren't doing it. And so can you maybe give us some insight into what you're seeing as far as the state of our culture when it comes to biblical illiteracy and the consequences that that has on today's young people? I mean, do you see people who come to college from a Christian background who suddenly find themselves without an anchor?
Well, my standpoint is from a Christian college sort of setting. I go to Wheaton College, and so most to all of the students there are from church backgrounds, have grown up in church, in Christian homes, a lot of homeschooled, a lot of Christian private schooled, and public schoolers as well, a lot of missionary kids and third culture kids as well. So a lot of them have biblical knowledge to one degree or another, in some form or another. Not many memorize scripture as college students. Some did growing up as kids, you know, maybe some Awana kids, but I don't find it to be a common discipline in the student body as it is now. And I do sometimes encounter students who seem kind of directionless in their faith, who really love God, but mainly what they're committed to is, you know, going to church, you know, listening to what their pastor has to say, listening to the scripture that is taught to them. You know, we go to chapel 3 times a week, usually have Bible teaching in chapel, and then most of us are convicted that personal Bible study, personal time with God is important as well. But there is definitely not much of a drive that I've seen to actively hide God's word in the heart with a memorizing discipline. And it's hard to say how all those effects play out. There's a lot of different factors. But I think one of the ones that I've seen is the way in which our interaction with scripture is confined to particular areas such as our intellectual lives and, I don't know, somewhat of a compartmentalized spiritual life. But then somewhat separate from that is more of the entertainment-like part of our lives, or more of the recreational fun, this is for me part of my life, basically. Or the living in community. We talk about living in community a lot at Wheaton, which for a lot of people means, you know, just watching a movie together or, you know, playing a game, playing video games, running around campus, going out and about, eating together, which none of which are bad things, but the fellowship is not always focused on the Lord. And it seems that scripture is not very much part of our imaginations or part of a lot of our loves for things that God has made, but aren't sort of disconnected from our spiritual lives and our intellectual lives.
I have seen that a lot. And I think everything that you said there is probably relatable to a lot of people that are going through college or who are in that stage of life, realizing that there's a greater temptation to put God in a box somewhere and to live our own lives and just have him as an addition to it, instead of realizing that he is our life and that everything should flow from that. And that if we don't have that strong relationship with him, and if we don't put him first, everything else will fall apart. And I have definitely seen that myself, just within even this age group, just the college age kids as well. But for those who are in that sort of community right now, or who are maybe realizing what is happening and are discouraged about it, or who maybe for themselves don't know how to put scripture first when those around them aren't really doing that, what would be your word of encouragement to them, or what steps would you encourage them to take to put scripture first and to maybe memorize and to put God first? Because it sounds like Scripture has had a big impact on your life, even in these years. And so maybe they have realized that they need to do that. So what would you say?
Yeah, I think something that I've been trying to figure out is how to share my love for God's word with my peers, with the people around me. And what I realized, which, you know, might be pretty obvious, is it's not a situation where you can go to your friends, go to your peers and say, here are five reasons why you need to change your spiritual habits right now and memorize scripture. You need to incorporate this into your daily disciplines. But what I found to be better is focusing on my own love for the Lord and for his word, so that hopefully is able to just appear and just come out more naturally rather than me trying to convince people. I think at least the first step for me is to love God's word more purely and more genuinely and to actually love thinking about it and talking about it so that just comes out of me, hopefully, without me even trying. Kind of like I was mentioning, letting it capture my imagination so that it is in my heart, not just when I'm having a theological discussion or when, you know, I'm at church or like in, you know, Christian college classes, but just when I'm eating dinner or just walking to class, scripture and the word of the Lord, thoughts about the Lord are just pouring out of me. So I think the number one focus that's most important is just what's going on in your own heart and really developing that love for God and for his word. And secondarily, figuring out how to more concretely incorporate that into friendships, into relationships, into community activities, because then I think it happens more naturally, kind of like I was saying, and just more genuinely. But practically, I think some of the best steps that you can take to incorporate scripture memory habits into a college life is accountability partners, classic piece of advice. Accountability is a huge motivator to help you work in an actual habit. But starting out, I think it's always helpful to choose passages that you genuinely love, that genuinely make you excited or interested or touch your heart, encourage your heart, that the Lord might bring to you, or, you know, you need to seek those out a little bit. But that's also a helpful motivator to have something that genuinely makes you passionate about it. And then thirdly, I would say incorporating it into the habit of your day-to-day routine might be difficult, especially when you're in college. You are very busy with a lot of things. But something that my dad has always said, I try not to quote him too much, but he a lot of times has said, you make time for what's important to you, which is really true. In college, I don't always make time to even sleep as much as I need to. And sleep is something that I technically may not need for the day. Like, I might be able to make it through the day on 3 hours of sleep, but it reduces the quality of everything in that time. It reduces the quality of everything in my life. And so you don't need to make time to memorize scripture. You can make it through the day, but it's, from what I found, it's going to reduce the quality of everything that I do. And so making time for what's important for you, just like sleep, just like eating meals, it can happen. If it's really at the top of your priority list, you can make that happen. Even if it's imperfect, you know, sometimes I do have a late night. You know, life isn't always consistent. Life isn't always according to plan, but it's definitely a priority that you can work in if you have the motivation.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Faith. And one of the things that really stood out to me in this conversation is that we cannot compartmentalize our walk with God and our interaction with Scripture into this separate sector of life and then live the rest of our lives as if that's not even there. And I know for many of our listeners, you're actively memorizing Scripture, and this is something that you really believe in, and you're asking, how can I get other people excited about this? Because nobody in my church really thinks this is important, and nobody on the college campus really seems to get it. And I think the first step towards persuading other people to memorize Scripture is to take the compartmentalization out of the equation. And as you said, Faith, just let this all stem from a really deep-seated love for the Word of God that is so genuine. And I mean, I'm thinking about, how do you solve that problem? If in our hearts we know that we really just don't love the Bible as we should, how can we manufacture that? Well, we can't, but we can start with a prayer and say, God, I want this to be a heart thing and not just a life thing. And I want to make this something that really is fueled out of a real love for you and for your word. And I believe that God will honor that prayer. And so we're thankful to hear that testimony from your life, Faith. As our time is running out, before we let you go, Faith, do you have any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would just like to add a verse that I say a lot, that is on my heart a lot. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Just try it. That's what I've discovered is just experiencing the goodness and the power of the Word of God, not initially from my own choice, you know, from a requirement and from, you know, a habit that was trained into me that I didn't initially choose, but I tasted and I saw how good it was, how powerful it was, and how much of a blessing it was to me. And so I think that's what I would say even to my friends, to really anyone, to just taste it and see, you know, try it out and see what the Lord can do, see how powerful it is, because that's what really persuaded me. And I think that's what the Lord will use for other people as well.
That's a great word. And I would also share a word of encouragement with those of you who are listening, who are parents, and maybe memorizing scripture is something that you're doing as a family, and yet you're finding that your kids really don't enjoy it, and to them, it's just like brushing teeth. They do it because you say so, but that's really the only reason. And yet we've just heard from Faith who said, hey, that was kind of her experience, but then something changed, and God is using his word in her life in a way that made all of that effort worth it. And so we would just encourage you, stay the course, and remember that God's word will not return void. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. As always, we hope that you'll visit scripturememory.com and find the Scripture Memory resources that will work for you. And we hope you'll subscribe and join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your Scripture memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.